Hey there and good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger. This is episode 22. Welcome to it. Thank you for joining. And if you're just coming across this podcast, maybe take a listen to the first one so you understand what in the world this is all about and why I'm here. I'm not sure why I'm here, but I'm still here. So, you know, whatever. That's interesting. Oh, well, it's interesting to me anyway. Don't know if it's interesting to anybody else. But if you're listening, it must be somewhat interesting. Anyway, different subjects to a lot of those interestings, I suppose. I'm always fascinated with the different, like, little sound bites, or sound bites is really the wrong word, but the right word is not coming to me. The little, you know, sentences that we say that we're supposed to live life by. And I think Facebook has really highlighted, is that the right word? Highlighted this for me when you're scrolling through and you see little memes, life memes that contradict each other. I wish I had more examples and I should like keep track of these because I'm always fascinated when they pop up and I think of the corollary of the opposite direction. But the one that sticks out to me right now is the whole concept of if it doesn't come easy, it's not meant to be. And the other side of that, which is if you don't have to work hard for something, it's not worth having. So it's like, okay, like what, how are you supposed to live in that polar kind of world? And I think that there's like a lot of nuances that can still make both of them true, but we don't talk about the nuances. Most people don't really talk about the nuances, but in my head, I can kind of sort of understand the differences that make both of them true, kind of on a spiritual level or a level that I don't even know how to explain it, which is maybe why we don't talk about it, because it's sort of a knowing instead of something to be able to explain. And then in the reality of it, it also, the way that things like that tend to be used for ourselves and from other people who maybe want to shut us up or direct us, you know, whichever meme is the most convenient at the time. I've seen situations like this. I've been in situations like this where it's like, you know, the person believes them both. But when you kind of call them on the carpet for it, say, okay, wait a minute. You're telling me that if it doesn't come easy, it's not, I shouldn't do it. But a year ago when I was doing this other thing, it said, if it's not hard work, if it's not hard, then you're not getting anything from it. And it's, again, not worth having. So it's like, which one is it? And we have a really hard time explaining that. But we toss out those memes sometimes just in the efforts to be supportive of somebody or help them rethink about things. And it depends on kind of the belief system a person has. I suppose somebody could say, well, you know, you're hoping you're saying the right thing at the right time. But if you think about what people say and you listen to what people say and you take it beyond the face value, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just look at it at face value. It gets very confusing. And I think about this and I think about the fact that we don't so much dive into these nuances of these memes and how far do you take them. And I'm probably way overthinking everything. But, you know, when people say something, I listen to them. And then I get in trouble for questioning these things. I don't know. I find it fascinating that we it's a human long thing, I suppose, that we try to encapsulate life and the meaning of life and the direction of life in one sentence. And maybe those things do come to us as we need them, or maybe they just confuse us if we think about them too much, or maybe that's what we're here to do, is think about things too much. I don't know. And if I take this too far, we're going to get into what is the purpose of life and what are we here for, which is probably a little bit too large for this the short attempt at a daily podcast. Bigger life theme that we can handle in one day, but an interesting one in many ways. But these are the questions that plague my mind on a daily basis. How to balance the opposites in our world, and what should we be listening to, and what life themes should we be traveling our journey with? Is it supposed to be easy, or is it supposed to be hard, or whatever? And hopefully I can find some of these other contradicting little themes and discuss them as well, because I think it is interesting. And I think we have communities I'm thinking of like some of the spiritual communities and perhaps Jewish communities, because they seem to really get into some of these types of things, probably more biblically nonetheless, that these come up and sometimes they're not really tackled, they're ignored. And I think that's kind of a bummer because I think, you know, though we, if we can live in a space or conversate in a space where we may not come out with an answer, then why not talk about these things with communities that we are involved in and accept that we don't have answers? This happens in philosophy classes in colleges all over the place, which is great and why I love to go to college and why I like taking philosophy classes and various other classes too that get into these things. But as probably encouraged in some of my other rambling podcasts, we need to go out and have some of these conversations and think about these things and accept that we don't necessarily have answers or share what we know or what we feel about the complexities of the nuances. And what do we take away from that? I don't know. Is that a good thing or do we just get confused? I think about that with food and the science and the contradiction of the science. And, you know, we kind of end up walking away not knowing what to do instead of just having one guided thing. So maybe people are better off not talking about these things. But when it comes down to it, I don't think I really believe that. It makes life a certain amount of easier, less thinking involved and mental gymnastics and questioning everything and trying to figure out how to live life on a daily basis. Or does it? I don't know. And maybe that's a personal choice. I don't know quite how to relinquish those thoughts running through my head. I know I had a friend years ago who would always, when these conversations would come up, this type of thing and deeper, more intensive life stuff would come up and, you know, say ignorance is bliss, just because it was, if you don't think about these things and you don't think about some of the junk, it makes life easier. And we still always kept coming around to, we think that way and it sounds good, but is it? There you have it. My thought thus far this morning. We'll see what comes out futuristically. Thank you very, very much for listening. Feel free to comment below if you have anything to share or any suggested contemplations. Those are always fun. Have a wonderful morning. Have a great rest of your day. And it is Friday. So have a very good weekend as well. Bye-bye.